One of the world's biggest shipping companies is being told to use KiwiCrew to move empty containers from Auckland to the South Island. Faced with delays in the North Island, Maersk is bringing in two ships to shift containers to South Island ports to meet export demands. But the Maritime Union says the company should be using New Zealand resources. Kate Gregan reports.
The container shifting operation, called Sirius Star, will begin next weekend. The two Maersk ships will be operated by an entirely foreign crew, with a rotation across five New Zealand ports and two in Fiji. Maersk says this will reduce shipping delays to key markets and help meet the demand for the country's exporters. Med Teresa Blanc is the head of market at Maersk Oceania.
If we were not putting in these additional vessels, we would not be able to supply containers to meet the demand for the agricultural exports, because the containers will be stuck at ports of Auckland or in the North Island. So from our view, we are really supporting the economy and we are enabling the supply chain by bringing in additional vessels.
The Maritime Union's Craig Harrison says he understands Maersk's decision to reposition the empty containers, but says more effort needs to be made to work with New Zealand shipping companies.
Why does a foreign company think it can just waltz in here, bring in a foreign ship, move cargo around New Zealand, and not even talk to New Zealand is a better solution?
Mr. Harrison says Maersk should be using the New Zealand vessel and their crew.
We prefer that the Maersk of the world would actually use New Zealand ships. You know, we'd hope Maersk would actually talk to the New Zealand-based companies, because they're making good money out of taking our containers to the foreign markets. You know, it's only fair that they should invest money back in New Zealand, and the opportunity would be through the likes of Pacifica.
Pacifica Shipping operates the country's only New Zealand-flagged container ship. Mr. Harrison says Maersk should use that vessel, which is crewed by New Zealanders, to relocate the containers. Craig Harrison says despite New Zealand operating only one container ship, there is opportunity to expand and get the job done. But Ms. Blanc says they can't wait any longer.
We really need these vessels to run now, because now is when the peak season starts, so we don't have time to wait.
Annabelle Young is the executive director at the New Zealand Shipping Federation. She says the government has made it difficult for local ships to compete, as international vessels have been given a huge advantage.
International ships don't have to pay for emissions trading scheme credits, that's carbon credits, whereas the local ships do. So the local ships are paying about $1 million a year for emissions trading scheme credits, which the international ships don't have to do.
And she fears for what might happen in the future if international shipping companies continue to dominate the market.
What happens the day that there are no local ships and you're reliant on international ships? And I can tell you the answer will be that the price will go up. And there may even be situations where there just are routes that are not serviced.
The vast majority of New Zealand exports, 99%, are sent by sea and are worth $82 billion to the economy annually. Mō te hōtaka o te ahi ahine, ko Kate Gregan, TNA.